The other in Louisiana, there was Baton Rouge, and there's one other city in there that people go to a lot. Everybody loves to go there because they have Mardi Gras there in the springtime. It's called New.
New Orleans.
And then the state where Kansas City and St. Louis are in.
Kansas City and St. Louis. That'd be Missouri.
Okay. And the big city that's in Illinois, probably the biggest city in the Midwest.
Chicago.
And then the big city that's in Ohio,
Cleveland.
Cleveland, and there's one other that.
Cincinnati.
Do you are you a big baseball fan? You watch any baseball?
I watch baseball
You like
strongly. I
baseball?
always watch the series.
Do you? I do
Yeah,
too.
always.
Oh yeah.
The rest of it I don't keep up with altogether, but I always watch the series.
I'm looking forward to that this year. I think it'll be a good one. The earliest part of the day is called a what?
Morning.
Okay. And if you get up and walk over in the direction of that door, you'd be walking. You'd be walking. In relationship to the door, you'd be walking what?
Away or out?
Well, or if you're walking in, if you're walking to the door, you'd be walking in what direction? I was looking for the word TOWARDS.
Toward?
Yeah, or toward, or if you added an S to that, it would be, would you say I'm walking toward the door or towards the door?
Towards the door
Okay,
would be
okay,
proper, I think.
okay. Now, the opposite of down is,
They're what?
the opposite of down
He's
is,
up.
and the opposite of up is,
Down.
okay. Do you ever use those words in describing travel? I mean, would you say you're going to drive down to Idledale?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you say if you were going to drive to Denver? Do you drive down to Denver?
Yeah, that's used.
Okay. Would you say you're going to drive up to Evergreen?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you use up and down in relationship to elevation
I
mostly?
think so,
More than
more or
north and
less, yeah.
south? More than north and south?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. We're just wondering about that. And like, if you were going to drive, would you ever use over?
Over?
Is there any place you'd go over to?
Yeah, if you go over a pass or something like
Okay.
that,
I
sure,
just wondered if there was
that
any
would be used.
town. Okay. I just wondered if there was any town nearby where you'd say, we're going over to that town or over to that city.
Well, it probably would happen once in a while.
Okay. Now, if my car got stuck in the snow in the wintertime, I'd have to get out the back and I would have had to,
Push it?
or I would get in the front and I would have to, with a rope I could maybe,
Pull it?
yeah. Now the past tense of push and pull, could you give those to me?
Well, you put something against it to push, and to
Okay.
pull, why you have to
Okay.
have a tow or rope
Okay.
or whatever.
Okay. The past tense of push is what? If you did it yesterday, it would be
Pushed.
okay. And the past tense of pull would be if you did it.
Pulled.
Okay. If you were going to go a short distance, how would you say that? Would you say I'm going to go a short distance, or would you say I'm going to go a little ways or a short piece?
Little ways.
Okay. And if you were going to go a long distance.
That'd be a long ways.
Okay. And if you've had a summer kind of like you've had this year where it's real dry, you might say water is
Scarce.
okay. And was there ever a railroad station or a railroad that ran through Idledale? Was this ever a railroad area?
No, never. There was one to Morrison, but not Idledale.
Okay. Was in Morrison, was there a place where the railroad stopped?
Yeah, it had a turnaround there.
Okay. What did you call that station there?